Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I got four grandboys. And they come up in my office sometimes. And I want you to know that I'm back here. My office is back here. There's a hall down there. And there's a secretary sitting there. And so I want you, those four boys, they don't worry about anything. They know that they can come boldly to Poppy's office. And I can hear them running down the hall. Poppy! And here they come, flying down the hall. It doesn't matter who's in my office. And you know what? I don't care who's in my office. That's my grandsons, and they can come in there anytime they want to. I want you to know that's the way our Heavenly Father is sitting on the throne. We are His children, and we can walk in anytime, day and night.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Getting Through Tough Times, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
You know, a dog come out after you. You hit him and knock him down. But if you don't do something about it, he'll jump right back up and get you again. Hello, how many know what I'm talking about? Glory to God. I better go on. Number three, in these tough times, we can come to the throne of grace. Let's go back and look at that 16th verse. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Let us then approach the throne of grace. That's talking about the throne room of God, where God sits on the throne, ruling and reigning, and Jesus sitting at his right hand, interceding for us. The angels are all around. And you know what? When you learn how to come boldly before the throne of grace with your needs and your problems, then God can say, hey, you angel over there, go with him, take care of his problem. When he comes to the throne of grace, he said, Lord, I got a problem. The Lord says, see, he can come boldly. He says, let us come with confidence. The Lord can say, hey, angel over there, go down there and help him take care of his problem. The word says, let us. That means let me come boldly to the throne of grace with confidence. I can just see me walking in there. Lord, I got a problem. I need some help. The Lord said, all right, Hagin. Hey, angel over there. That one right there. Come on over here. Hey, go with him. Take care of that problem. Somebody said, well, what are you talking about? Hey, have you ever studied the Word of God that says that angels are there to minister for us and help us? Anybody ever noticed that in the Word? Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I'm getting excited about this. Look at what Rotherham says, this same 16th verse. Then let us approach with freedom unto the throne of favor. The Jordan paraphrase, having every assurance that we shall both find and be given all the mercy and inner strength we need for any situation. Now look at this Fenton translation. Let us go therefore with freedom to the throne of the giver so that we may receive mercy and we shall find a perfectly supporting gift. Woo! A perfectly supporting gift. What does that mean? There's the perfectly supporting gift to minister to your need. They got it right there. See, he may have the angels divided up into, I don't know this, this is my own thinking right now. But see, he may have them divided up. Now, this group of angels, they take care of this. And this group of angels take care of this. And this group of angels take care of this. See, he's got the ones, the supporting gift. And he just said, hey, he calls one out of that group. Hey, I need one of you out of group one over here. Come here. Hallelujah. See, we can come boldly. Why? Because the blood of Jesus has been applied to our hearts. See, we don't have to walk in with our head down and say, oh. Hello? See, you know, it says it's a thrall. Now, deities, kings used to sit on thrones years gone by. And people were afraid to go there, see. You didn't go to the king unless you was invited to the king. Now, if you needed to go in there, you know, you went in and you didn't get close, but you got around back here where he could see that you were moving around. And if he held out the scepter towards you, then it was okay to go in. Otherwise, you were in trouble. Remember the story of Esther? She went and she sort of hung by the door and he said, okay. When he put the scepter out in his hand, it's okay to come in. See, you don't have to go hang around the door waiting for God to point to you. You can go boldly in. See, it's not a place of judgment. It's not a place of wrath. It's not a place of punishment, but it's a throne of mercy and favor. We don't have to be afraid. We can come boldly. It's a place of receiving. You know, I got four grandboys. And they come up in my office sometimes. And I want you to know, now I'm back here. My office is back here. There's a hall down there. And there's a secretary sitting there. And so I want you, those four boys, they don't worry about anything. They know that they can come boldly to Poppy's office. And I can hear them running down the hall. Poppy! And here they come, flying down the hall. It doesn't matter who's in my office. And you know what? I don't care who's in my office. That's my grandsons, and they can come in there anytime they want to. I want you to know that's the way our Heavenly Father is sitting on the throne. We are His children, and we can walk in anytime, day and night. 24/7, 365, it doesn't make any difference. We can walk right in boldly. We don't have to wait for Him to give us a nod. We don't have to wait for Him to say, okay, come on in. No, all we got to do is walk in, and we don't have to go in there and begin to beg and plead. Oh, God, please. Oh, God, please. No, all we have to do is walk boldly into the throne room and say, Heavenly Father, I'm your child. I have a problem. I need help. And he says, all right, what is it? This is the place of receiving. Glory to God. Now, we may not deserve it, but because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have been made worthy. A lot of people say, well, I'm so unworthy. If you have been born again and the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to your heart, you are not unworthy anymore. You are worthy. You belittle the blood of Jesus when you say you're unworthy. Hello now. Now I realize that you can go out and not live right, then you ain't worthy. You are not worthy. We belong to Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, we've been adopted into the family of God, and God is our Father. You know, when I was growing up, I don't have to wait for my dad to say, if he's sitting in his chair, say, okay, son, come in here and you can talk to me. I just walk in. Say, look, Dad, I got a problem. I need some help.
Our Heavenly Father is the same way. All we have to do is walk boldly into the throne room and say, Heavenly Father, here I am, and I need help. And I can tell you His response is going to be, what can I do for you? When you tell Him what you need, He makes it happen. Glory to God. I don't know whether it helped you or not, but I done preached me happy. Man, I'm excited about this. I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil because I have the promises of God to stand on. I have a faithful high priest, Jesus Christ. And I can come boldly to the throne of grace. Are you ready? Are you ready to take the word and do with it what you're supposed to? Are you ready to let Jesus Christ be your intercessor and your high priest? Are you ready to walk boldly into the throne of grace and receive what belongs to you? Are you in this place today and you don't know nothing about standing on the Word of God? And you have never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, so therefore He couldn't be your high priest. And you can't go boldly into the throne room because you are not worthy to go into the throne room because you've never been washed in the blood of Jesus. You see, you can have all that today, just like all the rest of these people. And we can all enjoy the good life together.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we start Living Faith conferences in January.
Yes, we do.
January the 18th through the 20th, we're going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida at a Relevant Church, Pastors Chris and Liz Sarno.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then we're going where, honey?
We're going up to Panama City, Florida, January 21
right.
through 23 at Cornerstone Family Church with Pastors Greg and Alicia Aldridge.
That's right.
So if you want to know any of our traveling schedule, just go to rhema.org/LFC and you'll find out about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Getting Through Tough Times. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.